Welcome one, welcome all to this episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me. This show this week is going to challenge you. It is going to, how do I want to put it? It's going to challenge the beliefs that you have that all is good, that our government is all-inclusive, that they're here for us, because there's a lot of things that are going on right now that I don't know what's going on. I've contacted a lot of my sources, and we are kind of not sure. But what I will tell you is there are some things going on. There are something happening to the quote-unquote deep state. I will talk to you about what happened this week. I'm going to talk to you about what the Department of Defense has just done that raises concerns. And then I want to end the show with one of the subjects Chris from Lansing wanted me to talk about. And the reason I want to talk about that is I'm getting more and more emails from people that say, hey, I want to start doing the ghost hunting thing. So I'm going to give you the 101, basics 101 of ghost hunting. So for the up and coming paranormal groups out there, paranormal investigators, you guys know my thoughts, and basically my thoughts are the thoughts of the paranormal community. You know what to do and what not to do. But before we get into the show, we have to have the comment of the week. And this week's comment of the week comes to us from Colleen in Florida. Colleen is a longtime listener. I've had contact with Colleen for quite a while now. But she said, and it was pretty cut and dry, she sent me an email, said, Tom, and this is all in caps, I have had enough. When are the people going to realize that the Mueller investigation is now done? The Democrats were saying that we have to accept the findings of the Mueller investigation. Now that there was no collusion found, they exonerated Donald Trump. Now that is not the right answer. We cannot accept the findings of the Mueller investigation. She says, when are the people of this country going to wake up to the fact that we are being manipulated? Like him or not, he is our president. I, for one, voted for him and could not be happier with the job that he is doing for this country. You may not like his attitude. You may not like his crassness. But you know what? I didn't elect him for that. I elected him to turn this country around. And he has done that. He has brought back jobs. He has lowered unemployment. He has created a love for America again. Well, for some of us. Would I have been upset if they found collusion? Yes. But I also knew that there was nothing to find. Because if they were going to find it, it wouldn't have taken 2 years to do so. These indictments by these Trump associates have nothing to do with Russian collusion. Robert Mueller caught them on technicalities of lying about things that they don't remember, texts, emails, conversations that they did not remember from prior years. It is time for our country to heal. It is time for us to get back to getting along, or at least tolerating people, because now there is no tolerating. If you do not agree with one another, therefore you have to hate them. And that has been perpetuated by the media and our previous president, B.O. As for Jussie Smollett, what a joke. Absolute joke. If there is not a criminal intent to release this guy free of charges, I don't know what else could be going on. There is obviously a cover-up of epic proportions that needs to be uncovered. All signs, to me, point to Barack and Michelle Obama. They had conversations. They had Michelle Obama's chief of staff talk to the prosecuting attorney for the state of Illinois, Ms. Fox. It all leads to the same thing that happened right before Hillary Clinton was exonerated from her crimes against the state when Bill Clinton had his tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch. Same type of situation. When are we going to realize that this is the party? The Democrat Party is the party of conspiracies and corruption. I will not give the Republicans a free pass because they are corrupt on their own. We as people, citizens of this country, have got to realize that both political parties do not have our best interests in mind. When we realize that, maybe then we can come together and fight against the corruption and the dishonesty that the government of our country has against us. They are not in it for we the people. They're in it for we the power, because they want power. As for Representative Mike Lee's take on the Green New Deal, classic gold comedy. After I listened to the audio portion of it, I went on YouTube, and I had to see these pictures. And the pictures add so much more to it. Thank you for bringing this portion of the AOC Green New Deal to my attention, because I was not aware of it. And this just brings about the lunacy that this young lady is bringing to Congress. The scariest part of the whole thing is she has members of Congress, let alone the millions of other followers following her in her belief system. It scares me where my country is going, where our country is going. But I have faith that we are going to be able to take back this country. Thank you for everything you do. Yours truly, Colleen. So that was the comment of the week from Colleen in Florida, and I'm telling you, she was all fired up. In that email, half of that email was in capital letters as if she was screaming her point home to me, and I got your point. Over the past week, there have been many people that share Colleen's same ideas. The Mueller investigation's over. It's time for us to get along. But we have been so conditioned over the last 8 to 10 years that if we don't share the same position, then we have to hate you. And that's a sad testament to the media and to what the previous president did. Now, listen, to my Democrat listeners, you may have loved Barack Obama, but if you're telling yourself that he was this great communicator, this great uniter of the people in this country, you're lying to yourself. And if you really look at it, when did race relations get really bad? Now, I'm not talking the 60s race relations or prior to that. Because honestly, I grew up and, you know, I really didn't see color. I went to a high school where my high school graduating class was almost 1,000 students. There were people walking up there that I had never seen in my 4 years of high school. I'm like, who the hell is that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been here. Okay. I grew up in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood, and I went to a predominantly white suburban school. But we had a group of African Americans, Mexicans, Hispanics, Asians that went to the school. And I was friends with them all because, you know, I don't care. If you treat me fair, I'm going to treat you fair. And these kids did. And as I've grown, I felt the same way. But we have been conditioned to think that if you're a different race, if you're a different religion, if you have different political affiliations, that we need to hate each other. And it shouldn't be like that. Listen, I have a lot of Democrat friends. Chris from Lansing, Steve from Lansing. I hang out. A lot of my wife's friends are Democrats. My sister is a raging Democrat, which I can't believe because she is in the 1%. But oh well. But it doesn't mean I hate them. I can still have a conversation with them. There are some people that I do not choose to have political conversations with because they don't know how to debate. All they know how to do is raise their voice, scream, and yell, and that's how their point is made. So I choose not to have political debates with them. My father-in-law hates Trump, which blows my mind because he is retired military. Anybody in the military that hates Trump should be, I don't know, maybe their head examined. This guy has done more for the military than any president I can remember, aside from Reagan. I mean, he is increasing the budgets. He is making America a formidable opponent again, where, especially over the last 8 years before Trump, we just decimated our military. I kept hearing stories of military members coming home from overseas and handing over their guns to the incoming troops that are replacing them. That's how bad it got. But now we're building up our military. Trump is all for military veterans. I don't know how you could hate this guy if you're a veteran. I don't know how you could hate this guy if you like money. Because he's lowering your taxes. He's creating jobs. Do you know at this moment we have more job openings in this country than there are people to fill them? I don't know. I know that hasn't happened in my lifetime. I don't know the last time that has happened, but that is where we are in this country. And the media is not going to represent that. They're not going to report that. They're going to tell you that the economy is primed for a collapse. And that's all you hear on the news when you listen to the business reports. Well, we're ready to collapse. We're ready to have the bubble burst. Why? Why does it have to? I understand the economy goes in cycles. But we spent 8 years, actually more than eight, probably the last 10 years with the last two years of HW and then 8 years of Barack Obama's policies. We have spent wallowing, just kind of floundering. The GDP sucked. The unemployment numbers, granted, the Obama administration would tell you that the economy was great, that the unemployment numbers were not as bad as they looked. But now that this economy has picked up, guess what? Barack Obama wants credit for it. Well, those are my policies finally taking effect. No, you had 8 years to get those policies in effect. It didn't work. Trump came into office, dropped the business tax. More companies came back to America. What do they do when they come back? They need workers. They hired more workers. People have more disposable income. Hey, there you go. Your revenue from taxes is greater because you have payroll tax, you have income tax, you have this tax, that tax, and anything they buy now that they have more income to spend is taxed on sales. We are taking in more revenue now with lower taxes than any time during Barack Obama's administration. You don't hear it, though. You know, everybody wants to complain. Well, look at how he got these businesses back. He cut their tax rates. Good. If that means businesses are going to come in, give them a break. Don't tax them into oblivion. Let's look at Michigan, for example. My home state, where I'm broadcasting from right now. And look, I could say Michigan, I could say Illinois, Wisconsin, any state in this union, and it would fit. We had 8 years of Jennifer Granholm in this state. 8 years of a Democrat governor who did everything she could to drive business away. And she did that by skyrocketing their taxes. So what'd the businesses do? They left. They either left the country or they left the state and went somewhere else that was more business friendly. She'd go to China. She'd go here. She'd go there trying to drum up business, come back empty because they're like, no, your taxes are too damn high. We can't make enough money. And like, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know the whole point of a business is to make money, to make a profit. Because if you're not going to make a profit, well, then why do it? Why have a business? It is not the evil, evil thing that is being shoved down our throats to make a profit. I have no problem with businesses make a profit. Because when businesses are growing, they're hiring more people. So we had 8 years of Jennifer Granholm destroying business in Michigan. This, I mean, the catchphrase here in Michigan was, hey, last one to leave, turn the lights out. Because that was the exodus of Jennifer Granholm. Well, then Michigan got smart and hired Rick Snyder. They voted him in. He was not a politician. He was a businessman. First thing he did, let's lower these tax rates, guys. Let's get these businesses back. All of a sudden, businesses are flocking towards Michigan because they've got a great economic foundation. They can come here. They can hire people that want to work, and they're not being taxed through the nose, hitting their profits. All of a sudden, businesses are here. People are getting employed. The unemployment numbers go down. The tax revenue in the state goes up because we've dropped taxes, but people are now working, generating more tax dollars. It's not a hard math equation to figure out. So we did that for 8 years, and Michigan was rebounding. And then we hired in another Democrat who pledged, who her campaign promise was to tax these businesses. And look at, she is, what month are we in? April? 4 months into the job, and businesses are fleeing Michigan left and right because they're being taxed through the roof already. Taxes are going up. And if your business tax has not gone up, it will, plus the gas tax and everything else that she wants to tax, because she believes the only way to create government income is to receive it through increased taxes, not through more workers that create tax dollars, but through tax dollars themselves. So you may not be working, but your taxes are rising. You may not be working, but you can't afford to drive your car because the gas tax is so much. So anyway, back to the Mueller investigation. I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but I did. The Mueller investigation is done. Mueller investigation is done. It's over. They did not find any collusion. Sorry, you got to find another route. Maxine Waters, she's still on this Russian collusion thing. Somebody needs to vote that crazy woman out of office. Now they're going after his tax records. You know, my personal opinion is this guy was a multi-billionaire. I don't care about his tax records. What I care about are all these politicians that come into office and come and are now worth multi-millions of dollars on a congressman or woman's salary. Let's see those tax records. Let's see where they're getting their income from. I suspect if we start asking those questions, all this Trump tax record stuff's going to go kind of quietly in the night. Because you can't tell me you go to Congress and all of a sudden you become a millionaire because you're doing the right things. You're saving your money. No, it doesn't work like that. Anybody that has an open mind and can see what's going on knows that you're being paid on the side. Anybody that's watched House of Cards on Netflix knows how it works. I mean, that's just a basic model for how Washington works. So, Colleen, thank you so much. I can't even get into the Jussie and the Mike Lee thing because I'm running out of time. I got to start the show. But thank you for your comments. If you want to be a part of the comment of the week, send me a comment at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. We will be right back. I want to talk to you about two conspiracies that may or may not be happening. This is where I want my sources who listen to this show to help me out here. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back. Year two is upon us. Come join us in Northern Michigan for another Out of This World event, the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from our special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Also be sure to shop the amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much more. Some of your favorite vendors are returning, plus we have added some great new ones. Now, because everyone was so pleased with our location last year, they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan, is full of windows, and includes a walkout balcony from the conference room and the vendor room. They have a fantastic restaurant inside of the hotel, and the rooms, well, they are the best. We guarantee you that this will be another educational and refreshing event. Friday, September 20th, and Saturday, September 21st at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Come join us for the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. And when you get there, make sure you tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you. Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of the Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
But you already know what it is. Why you tripping, flipping out like I'm a chauvinist pig? Hoping that this could turn to what was never meant to be. I've been honest from the jump. You were chasing misery, living a lie. Should've picked a different guy. Heart emojis turned to tears in a blink of an eye. Said it was cool, we only in it for the fun of it. Rough sex, cuddling, nothing in public. Must have been extra rounds, make you wanna settle down. Used to bounce when we were done, now you wanna stick around. I get it, the dudes you used to don't move the way the malls do.
All right, for those of you who have tinfoil hats on, I need you to tighten them up because we are going right down the rabbit hole. We're going to conspiracy land. Because this week I want to talk about two conspiracies that I have no idea are true. I'm going to give you the facts. These are the facts of what is going on. And then you do your own research and come to your own conclusion. Now, this week I received a text from my wife. Now, let's be honest. My wife does not share my conspiratorial views. I don't know if she just does not agree with them or she just doesn't want to think that that could happen. But regardless, she does not share my views. But she sent me a text this week and it said, why is there a ceremony for the Michigan National Guard leaving and going to Guantanamo Bay? And when that text came through, alarm bells rang, red flags were waving in my head because I had just had a conversation with somebody about what is going on in Guantanamo Bay. So at that point, I said, oh, this might be bad. Or it could be good, depending on how you look at it. But I said, there's military tribunals going on right now in Guantanamo Bay. And there is talk that there are high-level government officials, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, who else is there, Loretta Lynch, that are going to be brought up on charges and possibly executed for enemy combatants of this country during a time of war. Because keep in mind, we have never, ever, since 9/11, we've never declared peace. We are still at war. So anybody that does anything against this country is an enemy combatant, and they can be tried and executed as such. I get it. I get that's a lot of information to take in. Barack Obama brought up on charges, executed. No way. No way. Listen, things are happening right now. I did a show back a while ago about QAnon, and I was a little skeptical. I wasn't sure what to think of them, but I subscribed to them just to see what they're posting and how it relates with what is happening today. And I got to tell you, what they're saying is going to happen. There's a lot of things happening that are true. So maybe QAnon is legit. I don't know. So I got this text, and I was scrolling, perusing through Facebook, and boom, there is the ceremony. Now, funny part about this ceremony is Governor Whitmer, our Democratic governor of Michigan, was supposed to be there to send the troops off. Well, we had two tornadoes in March, just south of me, literally 10 miles south of me, that devastated communities, decimated them. I mean, there are buildings flattened everywhere. And she denied a state of emergency. Who knows why? She won't say why. She just said, nope, you're on your own. So all of these first responders that the city has to pay for, the city of Vernon and Duran, they're on their own. And trust me, these are not big cities, and they cannot afford to pay for all the first responders. FEMA was there. So I'm sure they've got to pay a bill to FEMA, the federal government. But our illustrious governor says, nope, no state of emergency, you're on your own. Well, tell that to the people that are living through this crap. Well, they should have had insurance. Look, they're okay. It is what it is. It is a natural disaster. There should have been a state of emergency. But regardless, she denied the state of emergency. The day before the ceremony was to take place, she started receiving death threats for that. So somebody or some people are extremely upset that she denied, I'm assuming them, any type of help. So she did not show up to this for fear of her life. Yeah. Welcome to the world of politics, Miss Whitmer. I hope you enjoyed. But I saw the video and there it is. Okay, yeah, it's true. They're on their way. My son, my 15-year-old son, who he just doesn't care. He'll ask anybody anything. He's like, where are you guys going? Because he goes to that school. And he's like, one of the soldiers is like, Guantanamo Bay. Well, my son, Cosmic Dreamer, if you've listened to the early shows, you might remember him. He's like, that's odd. You're going to Cuba? And didn't think anything of it. Well, he texts my wife and said, hey, there's a ceremony going on and these guys are going to Cuba. So my wife is like, why are these guys going to Cuba? And I'm like, Guantanamo. So I got my source, and I'm not going to relate my source's name to you, but let me just say, her and I, we share a very, very same viewpoint. So I got a hold of her, and I said, hey, your name, what do you know about this? There is word about military tribunals going on for the 9/11 co-conspirators in Guantanamo Bay, and now they're sending the Michigan National Guard right down to Guantanamo Bay. Is there something I need to know about? She got back with me and said, let me check my sources. None of her sources have known anything, have heard anything. But then I came across this video clip of a gentleman who supposedly is in the know. I'm going to play it for you. You take it how you want and go from there. Now, this guy's name is David Zublik. I have no idea who this is, but I had this sent to me from numerous sources. Apparently, he is a legit source. So I'm going to play this for you. Take it how you want. Whether you believe it or not, go from there. But something is going down.
Switzerland, before being extradited to the United States, where he will eventually be transported to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to face military tribunal as an enemy combatant against the United States. We are also learning that former President George W. Bush has pled guilty to many charges, including the planning and cover-up of 9/11, the cover-up of his father's activities, including violations of the RICO Act, treason, money laundering, pedophilia, and child sex trafficking, as well as the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy and the attempted assassination of former President Ronald Reagan back in 1981. Bush has pled guilty to these crimes and will be executed, but not before his complete testimony is given, including cross-examinations and several trips back to the stand to testify. So because the military tribunals are expected to last up to 2 years, the execution of former President George W. Bush will be delayed until the conclusion of these tribunals. We have also learned that former President Barack Obama is currently also at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where he has turned over several bits of information in an attempt, from what I am told, a vain attempt to be spared execution on charges of high treason. Apparently, he has turned over valuable information regarding Benghazi, the 9/11 cover-up that he was also well aware of, and several other crimes, including the fast and furious gun-running crimes and Hillary Clinton's crimes with the email scandal and much, much more. We are understanding that Barack Obama at this point is pretty much begging for his life, begging to be spared execution.
So that's some pretty deep, heavy accusations right there. If you don't listen to the mainstream, or if you do listen to the mainstream media and you don't listen to the alternate news sources, you're going to be like, what an absolute joke. This guy's nuts. But if you listen and you understand what's going on, Barack Obama has been very quiet lately. When is the last time you heard from Hillary Clinton? These military tribunals have begun. I don't know what the purpose of the Michigan National Guard is at Guantanamo Bay. There was a press release stating that they're there for security in the ongoing fight on the war against terrorism. That's fine. There's 40 to 49, I think, 40 people still housed in Guantanamo Bay. Do you need a whole regiment? I guess. I'm not a military man. I don't know. But something stinks. Something's not right. If you listen, and I'm telling you, even if you don't believe in QAnon, if you think it's just some fat guy in his basement in between playing video games sending out cryptic quotes, listen and read what QAnon says. Because what is happening is exactly what QAnon said is going to happen. It's kind of scary. Kind of weird. I mean, is this the deep state going down? There are rumors that Donald Trump was put into office solely for the purpose of bringing down the deep state. The military, the higher brass of military, is forming a silent coup against the deep state. And they wanted Donald Trump to be their man because they know he doesn't care. He doesn't care what the media does to him. He doesn't care what the Democrats do to him. He's going to go about do his job, do what he is being told to do by the military high brass. And this is how they take back America. I know how it sounds because when I first heard it, I'm like, this is crazy. But when you do research, it's not so crazy anymore because it's almost like this is exactly what's happening. It's like we're reading a book and then we go watch the movie and we know what's going to happen in the future because we've seen it. We've read it from QAnon. Now, the question remains, who are these people that may or may not be set up for military tribunals? Well, President Trump retweeted a meme showing 11 politicians. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, Robert Mueller, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Huma Abedin, and John Podesta. He tweeted a meme. He retweeted, a meme showing them in jail. Now, what was during this pre-election process, before he was elected president, what did he get the biggest response from? His biggest response from his supporters was lock her up, meaning he wanted to lock Hillary Clinton up for her crimes in the email scandal that anybody else in America, if that amount of evidence was against you, it's an open and shut case. You plea bargain down on that. You don't get exonerated. But in a pre-election speech, President Trump said, this is not another four-year elect. Now, what is interesting is that QAnon said the same thing in their post-2628, where they said, this is not another four-year election. Listen very carefully. Carefully is what they said. Power returned to the people. Long-term solutions. Panic. A traitor's justice. Phase 3, panic in D.C. There is panic in D.C., trust me. People are now understanding, look, if the Russian or if the Mueller investigation of Russian collusion showed us anything, is that the Democrats were culpable in this. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was the Democrats. So they are panicking that they are going to get caught up in this thing. This has gone completely 180 from what they wanted to do. And it's because there's a source. There is a I don't know the word to use. There is something going on in Washington that is counterreacting everything the deep state does, and they are losing. And I honestly think that this proposition that maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump was put into place to be the spearhead of a military coup against the deep state in this country to bring the power back to the people, that may just be what is going on. Because everything the deep state has thrown at Donald Trump, he's deflected like a Jedi. He has deflected that and shot it right back at him. And people are running. People can't understand, why don't we have anything on this guy? Because there's nothing. Judge Kavanaugh, the reason that the Democrats were so opposed to Judge Kavanaugh is because his job now, from what my sources are telling me, Judge Kavanaugh's job is to start the military tribunals against Podesta, Clinton, Obama, Rosenstein, Comey, and the like. That was why he was there. If you remember Dianne Feinstein, she asked about enemy combatants in her questioning of Judge Kavanaugh. Not a lot of people caught that, but I was like, why would she ask that? This is why. This is exactly why. So I'm not sure what is going on, but I'm going to tell you right now, something is going on. Absolutely something is going on, because it's not a coincidence. QAnon has been posting since before Trump was inaugurated about what is going to happen. And they said it's going to be a drawn out procedure. We have to build a case against these people. The case was built. There are now rumors that Rosenstein completely fabricated half of that report, that he completely left out certain aspects of it that would be detrimental to the Democrats, Clinton, Obama, you name it. Now that's coming out. This is another political hit piece against Trump. And he's just sitting back there going, yeah, I got this. I got it. Because he knows he's got the high end, the military brains behind him that aren't going to let him fail. They know what's going on. The military knows what's going on, and they know what they have and what they don't have against these people. Is it any coincidence that nothing has stuck to Donald Trump? Nothing. Everything the Democrats and even the Republicans have gone after him for, nothing stuck. They're going after his tax returns now. I am going to be very skeptical that those get released. And if they do, what are they going to show? What the hell is Rachel Maddow going to do? She had his tax records, obviously decided not to read them before she went on air, because it showed he paid his taxes. What are they going after? They're trying to do something to stop the momentum of Donald Trump taking down the deep state. This is a very, very important time in American history. Maybe the most important time in American history, because we are at the cusp of possibly having the power restored back to us, the people, as opposed to the power being restored to the government. I know how it sounds. I know how it looks. All I'm asking you is to please do some research on this. QAnon, military tribunals. There is a military tribunal going on right now for the five co-conspirators of 9/11. And the rumor is they are naming names as to how this thing went about. Unfortunately, some of those names are Dick Cheney, George H.W. Bush. Now, in that video, you heard that George W. Bush was going to be executed. This was to happen after the military tribunals, which are expected to last 2 years. George H.W. Bush was implicated in the JFK assassination, the attempted assassination on Ronald Reagan. He was to be executed. Well, he has died since then. But apparently George W. Bush is set to follow the same fate because he has basically squealed and said, yeah, we were involved in it. Take it as you want. I have a lot of sources out there, a lot of military people that listen to this show. Let me know if you've heard anything. I am absolutely curious. Does the Michigan National Guard have anything to do with the military tribunals going to Guantanamo Bay? Let me know. I'm not sure what to think on this, but I do know that there are military tribunals going on, and things are happening in this country. Things are going down that most of us have no idea what they are. Now, looking at the time of the show, I wanted to do a report on the DOD and what they just did, and we're not going to have time. I've got another segment I got to get into, so we will move that to next week. But when I come back, to my aspiring ghost hunters out there, I want to talk to you about the basics of ghost hunting. So it's Ghost Hunting 101. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassus. I got to loosen up this tinfoil hat here. Cut enough circulation. I will be right back.
The future's dead. Tonight is dark.
Be on the lookout for the new EP by Multiple Myself and Tommy V. You can enjoy the light side of the CD where life is grand. There are no problems whatsoever. Or you can enjoy the dark side where maybe, just maybe, true life exists. Whatever side you choose to associate with, make sure you go to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Tidal, or wherever you download all your music, and be on the lookout for Multiple Myself and Tommy V's newest EP coming soon.
To all my Paranormal Patriot listeners, if you have had a paranormal or supernatural encounter, if you know a government secret or you have a conspiracy that just needs to be heard, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me and I will put your story or your conspiracy theory on the show for all of our listeners to comment on. But it can only happen if you contact me via ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Alright everybody, let's get into some paranormal. This comes to you via Chris from Lansing. He gave me this idea and I had to run with it. And it also doesn't hurt that I've had a lot of people ask me, hey, how did you get into ghost hunting and what do I need to do to get into it? So I want to give you my thoughts, and again, it's the generalized thoughts of the paranormal community of the basics of paranormal investigating. So what you want to do is you want to, first off, you want to bring the right equipment. Now, I've said in the past, I'm not a big scientific or technological guy. You have ghost boxes. You have these grids that go off whenever something breaks the grid. I don't buy that those are paranormal. I think the biggest items you can bring are a pen and a paper. A digital or, heck, even a Polaroid camera, a flashlight, make sure you bring batteries. I can't tell you how many paranormal investigations I have been on where we're halfway through the investigation and the batteries run out. Nobody has anymore. Bring some batteries. Make sure everything is charged. Bring comfortable shoes. You're going to be on your feet a lot. You know, depending on where you live, up in my neck of the woods, you want to at least bring a light jacket, depending on the time of the year. bring an audio recorder. And to be honest with you, they have pretty good voice apps for your phone. Bring that. But also, and this is something not a lot of people think about, bring a first aid kit. Now, while you're out on your ghost hunt, record any and everything that happens, including what you see, feel, and hear. Write down all of your observations and record any questions you ask. Keep the recorder going, too. So many times I've seen so many people stop the recorder, start it, stop, start. Just let it go. You might capture an EVP, which are believed to be spirit voices. Now, digital recorders are a really great basic tool. The cheap ones are great because they generate white noise, which spirits speak within. There's a lot of background noise, and these cheap ones actually generate that. And you can hear voices in there. Now, a lot of these places you're going to visit may be abandoned. That is why I say bring a first aid kit. If you're exploring an abandoned or isolated area, you never know what is going to happen, and you never know if you're going to need that first aid kit. So make sure you bring a first aid kit and take as many photos as possible in case you pick up something you never even saw. Another thing you want to do is don't go alone. Now, this is a safety-related issue. It is wise and highly recommended not to go on a hunt alone. Again, if you're heading into a low traffic area, you have no idea how dangerous it might be or what might happen. So it's always best to have at least one other person with you. And if you can't find a friend who's interested, try joining a paranormal group. I guarantee you, you join a paranormal group, you will find somebody that is interested in the paranormal enough to go with you on that isolated ghost hunt. Be in a local team so you can tag along on any investigation. Now, you've chosen the location. You want to investigate this location wherever it may be. What do you do now? Well, learn as much about that place as possible, including the people and the lives that live there. This allows you to prepare for any challenges you might face on the property, as well as who you might potentially communicate with when you get there. Now, according to the Ghosts and Graveyard sites, researching may actually help you to determine what time of day you need to conduct your investigation. If people are seeing this ghostly apparition at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, why would you go out at 9 o'clock at night to go see this ghostly apparition if it just continues to come out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Do your research and find out when these sightings occurred. That way you can determine when you want to do this investigation. Now, this next step I feel I shouldn't even have to address, but every year somebody comes at me and says, I was kicked off this property. Well, yeah. One thing you need to do, and it should be one of the first things you do, is ask permission to be on the property. Don't just show up to private property. Make sure you've been given the proper permission to be there, because the last thing you want to do is get caught for trespassing. If you can, get written consent to avoid legal troubles. Now, I've talked to you at length about our investigation at the Dice Road Cemetery in Freeland, Michigan. We received in writing authorization to be there on that certain night from such time to such time. We got there on time. We left on time. As of now, you can no longer investigate the Dice Road Cemetery because they fenced it off. Why? Because so many other people who were or were not affiliated with groups decided, I don't need permission. I'm just going to go to this private cemetery and investigate. And they ruined it for everybody else. And by the way, I know a couple of investigators that decided to give the police a lot of flack because, hey, this is a public place. No, it's not. It's the church's property. So they got citations for trespassing. Now, you have ruined it for everybody because Dice Road Cemetery is one of the most haunted places in mid-Michigan, and nobody else can investigate it. We, the Paranormal Research and Investigate, or Paranormal Prism, Paranormal Research and Investigative Society of Michigan, it's been so long I forgot the name, were the last place to legally investigate that. When you get there, know the signs when you get there. So let's say you're standing in a dark room. How do you know a spirit is there with you? Now, according to Dalen Spratt of Ghost Brothers, one of the symptoms is your head starts to hurt out of nowhere. Then it'll get really hot or cold, and you get this nauseating feeling, almost like you're going to get sick for a brief second. The signs can be physical and affect your energy, too. For instance, if you get touched by something that's not there, then that's likely a paranormal event happening. Look for the cold spots. There is the general theory is as ghosts want or tend to manifest. As they try to manifest, they draw energy from the surrounding air. As that energy is drawn into the ghost, the surrounding air is cold. We investigated my brother's basement because he would constantly see and hear. He would see the back door opening, and he saw a childlike ghost open the basement door and run down the basement. So he said, dude, you got to come out here. Well, we didn't see the childlike entity. However, we did see in his furnace room, in the room where the furnace was, cold spots. And we were following cold spots. We would take those cold spots and we would say, okay, is that you? And we wouldn't get anything on EVP, but we asked the question and I had somebody notate the question and what time of the night it was. So when we go back and play the digital recorder, we can hear it and we can note it. Yeah, you asked that question at this time. This is the response you got. But we didn't get a response. But I said, look, if this is you, please move to behind here, behind this furnace, up against the wall. And all of a sudden, with our digital thermometer, which is one thing I didn't say that you should have, but you should have is a thermometer, we noticed that the air temperature started to raise up real quick. We walked over to where I told him to go, and all of a sudden, bam, cold spot that wasn't there before. Ghosts take energy out of the air. And when you take energy out of the air, it makes it cold. So that's why you want to find cold spots. Now, when you're on a paranormal investigation, sometimes bad things can happen. What do you do when a spirit gets angry with you? Well, to alleviate the problem, my advice to you, and this has worked for me, I did an investigation at the Corona Historical Society in McCurdy Park. They have a historical village, and one of the cabins is absolutely haunted. I've had people scratched. I've seen scratches form on people, and I had a spirit start to really get angry with me. I could just feel the vibes. And my solution, if you have this problem, is just talk to whatever you think is there. Communicate with whatever may be in the room and ask them to leave you alone. Remember that they were people just like us. They're just in a different form now. If you want to be friends, you can, but you also have to be firm. In other words, you are the living one. You are doing the ghost hunting. Be firm and tell them, look, this is not how it works. I don't want to bother you. If I'm bothering you, just please let me know in a non-violent, non-physical, non-angry way, and I will leave you alone. But you're here for a reason. So what is the reason you're here? You talk through it. And what I found in that house, in that cabin, is as I was asking these questions, the energy around me really started to ease up. I mean, I could literally feel the energy just drawing in and pounding in on me. And as I was asking these questions, and then the spirit realized, whoa, this guy isn't here to bother me, to hurt me. All right, we're good. That's what you got to do. It's almost like reasoning with a child. Almost. Next, you have to be very cautious. I've mentioned this many times. You have to say a prayer of protection before and after every type of investigation. And that protects you from a spirit following home. It is believed that spirits can follow you home. So with that said, it's always best to take every ghost hunt seriously. You just can't walk in and say, hey, I'm here to ghost hunt. It doesn't work like that. Ghost hunting is a serious business. And if you don't take it seriously, you can have some very, very bad side effects of it. You're not hunting rocks, okay? You're not hunting seashells. Provocation, when you provoke these ghosts into making themselves noticeable, in it, you have to do that every now and then. That is very serious. Things can follow you home. I think I've had one follow me home, personally, but that's just my opinion. You have to say a prayer, a protection, to protect you from any entity or spirit or anything to essentially latch onto you. Say a prayer of protection before you start. That way you protect yourself. Picture yourself, and this is what I do. You know what? If I've got a situation in real life where there is an angry person in front of me, I just picture myself enveloped in white light. And it takes away all the stress, all the negative energy. And that's what you need to do. You need to say a prayer. If you are a religious person, say a prayer. I would always, and this is what I always did, I said a prayer and envisioned a white protective light going right over me. And as I left that investigation for the night, always thank the spirits. Thank them for their courtesy, apologize for bothering them, and let them know, look, we were only here to try and understand you, to make sure that we know who you are, who you were. If we offended you in any reason, we apologize. It was not our goal. But thank you for communicating with us and being here and helping us with our investigation. Always, always thank the spirits. And then before you leave, do a prayer of protection. If you have a spirit attached to you at that time, if you do a prayer of protection and envelop yourself with white light, you will not bring that spirit home. But most of all, realize that when you do have or do go on a paranormal investigation, it's not like TV. You are not going to have encounters left and right. You're not going to have, oh, what's that noise? What's that noise? You are going to spend 99% of your time sitting in the dark doing nothing. Know that. Go into the investigation expecting that. If you have more than that, if you have more encounters, if you hear more noise, if the place is very active, consider yourself lucky. Because most of the time, most investigations do not reveal anything. And most of the time, you've just spent 3, 4, 5 hours doing nothing but collecting white noise. Those are my basics. For my ghost hunting groups out there, my paranormal investigators, let me know if I forgot anything. If I did, I'll add to it. But those are the basics. Most of all, have fun. You know, I had a blast doing my paranormal investigations. I would love to do more. However, time does not permit me to do so between this show, making time for the family, and spending time making my music. There's not time. And I would love to get back into it. And I'm going to try and do it. So if you have any questions, any comments, let me know what you think on this QAnon thing and this military tribunal. I will get to the DOD thing next week. But in the meantime, thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening. Please share the show. Please tell everyone about this show. We are growing by leaps and bounds. If you haven't had a chance, make sure you go to comingrightup.org. Depending on what time zone you're in, it's Central Time Zone 3:30. Eastern 4:30, whatever your time zone is after that, whatever, you can figure it out. But go and listen and tell everybody, listen to the Paranormal Patriot. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I am your host, Tom Velasquez. I'm taking off the tinfoil hat. I will be back with you next week. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot.